Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing and relaxing different muscles of the body. The idea is to tense each muscle group hard, not so hard that you strain, for about 10 seconds, and then to let go of it suddenly, giving yourself 15 to 20 seconds to relax. Noticing how the muscle group feels when relaxed in contrast to how it felt when tensed. As you're doing this exercise, you might say to yourself, I'm relaxing. I'm letting go. Let the tension flow away. During the exercise, concentrate on what is happening. Feel the buildup of tension in each particular muscle group. It may be helpful to visualize the particular muscle group being tensed. When you release the muscles, do so abruptly and then relax, enjoying the sudden feeling of limpness. Allow the relaxation to develop for at least 15 to 20 seconds before going on to the next group of muscles. Once you're comfortably seated in a quiet place, begin by taking in 3 deep abdominal breaths and exhaling slowly each time. Taking a deep breath in and exhaling. Taking another deep breath in and exhaling. Just imagining that tension throughout your body beginning to flow away. Take one more deep breath in and exhale. Very good. We're going to turn our attention first to our fist. Clench your fist. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And relax. Notice the contrast between tension and relaxation. Now we're going to turn our attention to our biceps. Tighten your biceps by drawing your forearms up toward your shoulders and making a muscle with both arms. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. And relax, letting go of all the tension, noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Now we're going to turn our focus to our triceps, the muscle on the underside of your upper arm. We do so by extending your arms out straight and locking your elbows. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax, letting go of all the tension, noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Now we're going to turn our focus to our head. We're going to begin by tensing the muscles in our forehead by raising our eyebrows as far as you can. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. Imagining your forehead muscles becoming smooth and limp as they relax. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Next, we're going to tense the muscles around your eyes. By clenching our eyelids tightly shut, hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. Just imagine the sensations of deep relaxation spreading all around the area of your eyes. noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Next, we will tighten our jaw by opening our mouth so widely that you stretch the muscles around the hinges of your jaw. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax, letting go of all the tension. Let your lips part and allow your jaw to hang loose. Now we're going to turn our attention to our neck. Tighten the muscles in the back of your neck by pulling your head way back as if you were going to touch your head to your back. Please be gentle with this muscle to avoid injury. Focus only on tensing the muscles in your neck. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And relax. Since this area is often especially tight, it's good to do this again. So go ahead and tighten the muscles in the back of your neck by pulling your head way back, as if you were going to touch your head to your back. Be sure to be gentle with this group. Focus only on tensing the muscles in your neck. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Go ahead and take a few deep breaths, breathing in and exhaling. Breathing in and exhaling. Very good. Now we're going to tighten our shoulders by raising them up as if we were going to touch our ears. We'll hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation, letting go of all the tension. We're going to continue to work on our shoulders by tightening the muscles around your shoulder blades, by pushing your shoulder blades as far back as if you were going to try to touch them together. Just be careful if you have injuries in this area. Hold the tension in your shoulder blades. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. This is another area that often is especially tense, so we're going to repeat this one more time. Go ahead and tighten the muscles around your shoulder blades by pushing your shoulder blades back as if you were going to touch them together. Hold the tension in your shoulder blades. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. Letting go of all the tension. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Go ahead and take another deep breath in and exhale. Another deep breath in and exhale. Now we're going to turn our focus to our chest. So we're going to tighten the muscles in our chest by taking a deep breath. Hold it, hold it, keep holding it, and then release it very slowly, breathing out. Imagine any excess tension in your chest just flowing away with that exhalation. Just letting go of all the tension. Next, we're going to turn our focus onto our stomach. Tighten your stomach muscles by sucking in your stomach. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And release. Imagine a wave of relaxation spreading throughout your abdomen. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Next, we're going to focus on your lower back. Tighten your lower back by arching it up. Feel free to skip this exercise if you have a lower back injury. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax, letting go of all the tension. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Next, we're going to turn our focus to our legs. Stick out or flex your right leg, holding it out. Hold it. Hold it, making sure our foot's off the ground. Hold it, and drop your leg down, letting go of all the tension, noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. We'll do the same on the left side. So hold your leg out, making sure our foot's off the ground, feeling that quad muscle flex. Hold it, hold it, and relax. Feel your thigh muscles come smoothing out and relaxing completely. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Next, we're going to turn our attention to our calf muscles. Tighten your right calf muscle by pulling your toe towards you. Flex carefully to avoid cramps. Hold it. Hold it, hold it, and relax. Letting go of all the tension, noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Next, we're going to repeat it on the left side. So go ahead and hold out your left leg, pulling your toes towards you. Remember to flex carefully to avoid cramps. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. Letting go of all the tension, noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Next, we're going to tighten our feet by curling the toes of our right foot downward. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. Letting go of all the tension. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Next, we're going to repeat with on the left side. So So tighten your left foot by curling your toes downward. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax, letting go of all the tension. Noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation. Now take a few minutes to mentally scan your body for any residual tension. If a particular area remains tense, repeat one or two tense relaxation cycles for that group of muscles. Go ahead and take a few minutes and do that right now. Okay, now go ahead and take a few deep breaths in, breathing in, and exhaling. Breathing in again, and exhaling. Now imagine a wave of relaxation is spreading throughout your body, starting at your head, moving down your arms, down your neck, down your shoulders, your back, your chest, your legs, and your feet, gradually penetrating every muscle group. And go ahead and take another deep breath in and exhale. Just gradually bring your attention back to the room. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. This concludes the progressive muscle relaxation exercise.